The motivation behind the ethics program is to enable students whose parents have chosen for them to opt out of special religious education to be offered the same opportunity to actually undertake an ethics, looking at values, looking at their world, looking at why they're in their world and different aspects of their world, which they're just very curious about, but don't have the opportunity to actually be part of an ethics program because it's not allowed to be done in a period when special religious education is being conducted in schools.
And you seem to have a lot of support from parents.
I think what it is that there are parents who are making choices these days about whether their child actually does undertake this special religious education, which occurs for 1 hour per week. And our figures have indicated that, you know, quite a large number of the parents are sort of opting out. But what they're looking for is some sort of meaningful educational experience during that time. And this is the program that's being offered to them, obviously, and they feel is going to give them that chance for their child to have that experience.
I understand that currently, if a child isn't undertaking this hour of religious instruction, that there was a 19th century deal between the New South Government and churches, which said that there could be no other instruction. Is that true?
That is true. That's part of what the basis of these students actually not being allowed to do anything within that hour. They're not allowed to be given educational lessons that are going to advance them in terms of their peers who are attending this special religious education, but they're also not being able to be given any other sort of educational experience. And our concern is hearing of students who are out cleaning playgrounds and doing other things which really don't offer them the sort of experiences they should be having in a school during that time.
The Reverend Mark Hillis was quoted in the papers on the weekend saying that this was a small interest group, that it was ramping up things. I'm not quite sure what he meant by ramping up things, but it's obvious that he doesn't think that the religious community supports this kind of instruction. Why do you think that is?
I think that obviously the Reverend Mark Hillis hasn't looked at the group who are concerned about the lack of some sort of ethics program being available as a complement to the special religious education. I mean, parents across New South Wales, the Federation of PNC represents, you know, parents within 2,200 public schools. And what we're saying is that, you know, if 59% of our parents are reporting that their child is not participating in special religious education or would like something alternative to that, you know, I don't think Reverend Hillis is really looking at what's occurring.
The New South Wales Education Minister, Verity Firth, is apparently considering this program. Ultimately, do you think the opposition from religious groups will affect her decision about accepting the program or not?
I think that it's up to all people who have an interest in this, all key stakeholders, to have a discussion with Verity Firth. I'm really not sure, and the Federation isn't sure of what her final decision is going to be, but obviously she really needs to listen to all stakeholders and not necessarily those who feel that they have the right because of the fact that, you know, it's always occurred this way. And I think she has been quite open to listening to all the groups involved, and I'm very pleased she has continued to listen to us and to others to get a more unbiased view of what she should actually be having a look at in this issue.